For Indiana News Now, I'm Joe Ullery. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents can once again make arrests near colleges and universities after the Biden-era ban on enforcement at sensitive locations was rescinded on President Trump's second day in office. The move has left higher education leaders scrambling to assess the impact on campuses where international students account for more than 5% of enrollment and about 22% of faculty were born outside of the U.S. That's according to the Higher Ed Immigration Portal. President of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, says campuses are seeing a chilling effect due to hostilities toward international community members.
Higher education should be the bastion of free ideas and academic freedom, because how do you create new things? How do you innovate? How do you imagine if you don't actually create academic freedom?
Weingarten encourages unions to work for safe, welcoming campus communities with opportunity and dignity for all. Indiana depends on federal dollars for nearly half its budget, but proposed cuts could shake state finances. Our news gathering partners at the Indiana Capital Chronicle report the state received $23.4 billion in 2024, with Medicaid taking the largest share. Cuts could hit Medicaid, education, and farm aid. This is Indiana News Now. The Marion County Election Board voted unanimously to refer a voter's action at a polling place to the local prosecutor. Our news gathering partners at the Indiana Citizen report 34-year-old Michael John Palombi allegedly yelled profanities, removed his shirt, and exposed weapons during the November 2024 election. The board found he violated four Indiana election laws, including intimidation of poll workers. Prosecutor Ryan Mears will decide whether to file charges. Officials say the case raises concerns about voter and poll worker safety. Cancer rates are on the rise, and doctors are noticing specific types in younger age groups, and 2 in 5 Hoosiers will eventually have some form of the disease. A University of California professor and epidemiologist, Dr. Rafael Cuomo, says studies show that over the last few decades, external factors are behind the upswing in cancer cases.
In colorectal, breast, and pancreatic cancers, especially in adults under 50, particularly those in their 30s and 40s. So the speed at which these cases are climbing suggests that lifestyle and environment, and not genetics, are driving the increase.
This is Indiana News Now. Find us at publicnewsservice.org.